Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, September 23rd, and coming up in today's episode, Delhi extends loudspeaker deadline till midnight for Navratri, as Chief Minister Rekha Gupta claims Hindu festivals face issues. Manhunt continues for Pooja Khedkar's parents in kidnapping case as police issue a lookout notice. All Kolkata schools shut for 2 days after torrential rain and widespread flooding kills 7. And global calls grow for Palestinian state as Israel presses on with Gaza offensive and Trump prepares for his UNGA return. Religious events like Ram Leela performances and Durga Puja Pandal celebrations in the national capital will now be allowed to use loudspeakers until midnight, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta announced on Monday. This marks a 2-hour extension to the usual 10 p.m. restriction on the use of sound systems in public spaces. Under current noise control rules, loudspeakers and public address systems are banned across Delhi between 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. However, the government has made an exception for the Navratri season, permitting sound use at cultural and religious events till 12 a.m. Speaking about the change, Chief Minister Gupta said she had long observed challenges faced by Hindu festivals under the existing rules. Quote, "I have always noticed that our Hindu festivals face difficulties. Ram Leela or Durga Puja can never end at 10 p.m. and Dandiya can go all night in Gujarat. And when events in other states continue till late, why not in Delhi?" she said. The relaxation applies to Ram Leela grounds, Durga Puja pandals and other religious cultural venues during the festive period. Organizers will be required to obtain prior permission from the authorities before setting up any sound system. Earlier this year, Delhi police had issued a notice reminding citizens that prior approval was mandatory for the use of loudspeakers or any public sound systems. A similar exemption was granted in 2023 under the Aam Aadmi Party government, allowing late-night festivities during the same religious events. In addition to the announcement, the Chief Minister also participated in a cleanliness drive as part of a Seva Pakhwada initiative launched to commemorate Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday earlier this month. During the event, she addressed the issue of political posters being plastered across the city and said defacement of property through wall writing and pasting posters is a very big crime that makes the city dirty. "I especially urge politicians, do not paste posters with my photo. That will not be tolerated." The extended loudspeaker timing will remain in effect throughout the Navratri period, which began yesterday. Authorities have once again reminded that prior approval, despite the extension, is compulsory. Police in Mumbai and Navi Mumbai have issued a lookout circular for Dilip and Manorama Khedkar, the parents of former and controversial IAS trainee Pooja Khedkar. The couple is wanted in connection with a road rage case that escalated to an alleged kidnapping and threats to violence. The incident took place in Navi Mumbai last week when a concrete mixer truck collided with an SUV registered in the name of the Khedkar family. A confrontation followed, during which Dilip Khedkar and his driver/bodyguard Praful Saluke allegedly abducted the truck driver's helper, 22-year-old P.K. Chauhan, demanding money for damages. Chauhan has told police he was threatened with death. He was rescued by the police, in fact, when he was later found confined inside the servants' quarters at the Khedkar residence in Pune. However, when officers reached the property, neither Dilip or Manorama were present there, but the police did mention there was some struggle for them to get inside as people showed resistance. Some police officers also told media houses that they were chased by dogs. Police say the couple has now been missing for 9 days and suspect they may have left the country. A lookout notice has been circulated to all airports and border checkpoints. Earlier attempts to locate them were met with resistance when police first visited the Pune home. After tracing the kidnapped driver's location, Manorama Khedkar had blocked their entry. She reportedly promised to produce her husband at the local police station by 3 p.m. the same day. The officers say they gave her some time in good faith, but she never returned. When the police came back later, she allegedly set guard dogs on them. By the time officers made a third visit, she had disappeared. Meanwhile, Saluke, the bodyguard, has been arrested. He told investigators he drove Dilip Khedkar to Ahmednagar, after which the two parted ways. Police are also tracking a fourth individual believed to be involved, although their identity remains unknown. The Khedkar family has been at the center of multiple controversies over the last couple of years. Last year, Pooja Khedkar was accused of faking disability and submitting false caste certificates to qualify for the civil service. Her mother, Manorama Khedkar, was caught on video waving a gun during a land dispute at poor farmers, which led to her arrest in Raigarh district. In May, the Supreme Court granted Pooja anticipatory bail, allowing for a release on a surety of Rs. 35,000 if arrested. And since then, the Khedkar family has been escaping the law for all their alleged crimes. All schools and higher education institutions across Bengal will remain shut for the next 2 days, following severe rainfall that has left large parts of Kolkata waterlogged. 7 have died so far in the calamity, and the IMD has issued notice about why this cloudburst-like situation happened. First, coming to the school closure, the state's education minister announced the decision on social media, calling it an unprecedented disaster situation. The minister's statement on social media, which is effective for 24th and 25th of September, comes after advice from Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee herself. Quote, "To provide relief to students and protect them from accidents during the disaster, it has been decided to keep all schools and higher education institutions in the state closed." The minister also confirmed that with the official Durga Puja holidays starting from 26th of September, the festive break will effectively begin from today. The heavy overnight rain has caused widespread disruption. The Indian Meteorological Department reported that Kolkata recorded 247.4 mm of rain between 8:30 a.m. Sunday and 8:30 a.m. Monday, more than the total rainfall over the past 3 weeks combined. Some areas, including Garia, Kamdahari, received over 330 mm in just a few hours. At least 7 people have died in rain-related incidents, several of them from electrocution. The deaths were reported from various parts of the city, including Beniapur, Netaji Nagar, Kalikapur, Iqbalpur, Behala, Gariat, and Haridevpur. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and Mayor Farhad Hakim have appealed to residents to stay indoors. Quote, "There is so much water in my locality too. I have never seen such a situation," said Mr. Hakim, who also confirmed that emergency shelters and food arrangements are being made for affected residents. Kolkata Airport has seen significant disruption, with at least 30 flights cancellations and over 40 delays. Airlines including Air India and IndiGo have issued travel advisories, warning passengers to allow extra time due to traffic and flooding on roads to the airport. According to the weather office, the heavy rain is due to low pressure system over the Bay of Bengal, which is likely to remain in place for the next 24 hours, further rainfall is expected. The waterlogging has also halted metro services and suburban train services in some areas. Civic teams continue drainage efforts as the city braces for more rain ahead of Durga Puja festivities. A growing number of nations have formally recognized Palestine as a state amid renewed international pressure on Israel to end its military operations in Gaza. The diplomatic shift came during a high-profile event on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, co-hosted by France and Saudi Arabia. At a conference led by both nations on Monday, French President Emmanuel Macron said one solution exists to break the cycle of war and destruction. Acknowledging each other, we must recognize the Palestinians and Israelis are living in twin solitude. Nothing justifies the ongoing war in Gaza. Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan, reading a message from Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, reaffirmed Saudi Arabia's long-standing recognition of Palestine, joining many Arab and Muslim-majority countries in support of Palestinian statehood. Both Israel and US boycotted this development. In recent days, several nations, including the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Portugal, Monaco, Luxembourg, and Malta, have formally recognized Palestine. Notably, India was one of the earliest countries to recognize Palestine. These recognitions are separate from the forthcoming United Nations General Assembly sessions, where international leaders, including US President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, are expected to address the conflict. Trump will likely speak today, and Netanyahu is expected to speak on Friday. Trump will attend the UNGA for the first time since 2020, with Palestinian recognition and the Gaza conflict likely to be key topics. Netanyahu is scheduled to speak on Friday and has declared there will be no Palestinian state, describing the recent recognitions as an attempt to impose terror state in the heart of a land. Netanyahu plans to meet Trump at the White House soon after his UN address. Both Israel and US argue that recognizing Palestine rewards Hamas in some way. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, speaking remotely, condemned the Hamas attack and emphasized a vision for a unified Palestinian state without weapons, stating that Hamas should have no role in future covenants. The reason he had to speak virtually was because the US denied visa for his entry. Meanwhile, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza worsens. The Gaza Health Ministry has warned that hospitals face shutdowns within days due to critical fuel shortages. The conflict escalated on 7th of October 2023 after a Hamas-led attack on Israeli territory as a result of a decades-long conflict which started in the late 40s between Israel and Palestine, reignited the war and has claimed 65,000 lives in Gaza, according to Gaza Health Ministry. And UN monitors have declared famine conditions in parts of the territory amid an Israeli blockade. Israel has vowed for annexation of Gaza. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV news app. This is your host Anviti signing off.